Joining us on the line is Adam Pantanovitz. He is an electrical and biomedical engineer. We've been chatting every week about ethics in the new world. Adam can't be in studio today, unfortunately, because he is traveling. Where are you, Adam, and good morning?
Hi, Howard. I'm in Spain.
What on earth are you doing in Spain?
I'm actually in Spain to give a talk on robotics on Thursday at the Singularity Summit.
Fantastic. So that's perfect that we're going to be talking about robotics. It'll be good practice, right?
Exactly. The timing is fantastic.
All right. So what are the ethical questions when it comes to robotics? Are there ethical questions?
Definitely. I think robotics needs to be defined, and then a number of ethical questions come to mind. First of all, robotics is quite murky. People seem to have their own definitions depending on the field from which they approach robotics. So, for instance, if someone's a mechanical engineer, they refer to it as a system that moves around and makes decisions. But if someone works in the field of artificial intelligence, for instance, they say that a robot is really something that makes a decision almost automatically without human intervention.
Right. So it's very broad.
Depending on who you are. It's very, very broad. Mm. Exactly. But from an ethical standpoint, there are very many considerations around the future about how robots will interact with us. So one of those common examples which is currently being discussed is, what about the future of work? What's going to happen to work if a lot of our actions in the real world can be automated away? And what do we do? Because there's an ethical side to our work. So this is one of the questions that's on the top of everyone's minds. Mm. Other questions which come to mind is, what about warfare? When robotics is involved in warfare, and this is an incredibly important ethical question.
Right, because you've even got a situation where, we've already got it. Unmanned flights, you've got drones, you've got weaponized drones. So are we maybe getting to a time where weapons won't need to have, where you'll have need to have less feet on the ground, boots on the ground?
Yes, I think we are. And if you look at the U.S. military deaths over the last 100 or 200 years, there's actually a great decrease in number of deaths. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is a plus side to a very scary topic around automation of warfare, is that there's less loss of human life. But there are, really three important points that I'd like to mention on this, is that when systems interact with humans, we say that the system has a human in the loop. So a human is involved in that decision-making process. When it comes to these types of systems, there are two other types of interactions. The one is human on the loop, where a human is overseeing. And the other, which I think is potentially very scary in this context, is human out of the loop, where the machine or system is able to make decisions without human intervention. And that's really, that's really at the frontier of warfare automation. This is where this could go.
So what would you say is the biggest concern? I mean, is it lack of jobs? Is it lack of control? Or is it the fact that in war, for example, greater damage can be inflicted because there's no risk to the person carrying out an attack?
So there are, I think, a lot of things that are potentially scary and negative about this potential future, which we are discussing right now. The first is, what does a world look like where humans don't have jobs and potentially lose meaning? And the second is, if we look at the topic of warfare could be potentially scary if it's machines involved. But then if we look at it from the other perspective and try to look at the positive, there are monumental positive consequences that are potentially at the knee of the curve to see. So if I can mention some of these in these contexts that we're discussing, the first is that in all prior industrial revolutions, there was a boom in terms of jobs. And there is a large prevailing view among many experts that jobs will be amplified going into the future because of the automation and robotics and the scale that can allow us to achieve, and also because of new industries that are going to be created. The other side of the increase or the explosion in jobs is that jobs which robots can't perform, and people currently think that empathy, for instance, can't be encapsulated in machines. Mm. People consider that jobs that require thinking on your feet and problem solving can't be done by machines in the same way as humans. And that's certainly the case, at least for many years going forward, and that lots of jobs will be created in those respects. And then when it comes to warfare, you know, the thoughts on warfare is that, well, the number of deaths historically have decreased due to technology. So therefore, there's a hopeful future where technology actually enables deaths to decrease very dramatically from warfare because of more precise activity, because of less human beings in the front line. And the whole field of robotics really emerged because people really were trying to automate jobs that they wouldn't necessarily either want to do, or jobs that were too dangerous to do.
Really, really fascinating. So, I mean, people obviously are living with this fear, and I'd love to hear from our listeners. Is this a real concern for you? You know, if you're still in the job market, or you look at your kids and they're in the job market, is this a concern for you? Is this a worry that robots ultimately will be, or automation will reduce the number of jobs available? I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Adam, the line is not a great one, so I'm going to try and I'm going to have to unfortunately end it shortly. But let me just ask you your message at the Singularity Summit. What is your message to people in this area about the future?
Specifically about the future of robotics, I'm saying that we have a very definite and interesting future with robots that's going to impact our lives in every facet we can imagine. And when speaking about this, I'm hoping to give people the sense that this is coming faster than we can necessarily predict right now. The feeling has been that robotics has let us down for many years because we see robots in science fiction and they are phenomenal. You know, they interact. They seem to be, conscious, but robots in the real world have not impressed us to that extent. However, what we're seeing now is just that uptake in terms of the technology, because of a variety of technologies all coming together at the same time, sort of creating this perfect storm. And robotics will be so impactful that we can't even imagine the consequences in our world. And therefore, my message is that we need to make decisions now about what kind of future we want to create with robots, because right now, we're still in control of the trajectory and the process, but at some point, there may be this evolutionary boom where robotics is just takes on its own life, so to speak. The field of robotics takes on its own life, and so right now, looking forward to that future, which sounds almost science fiction in its nature, we just need to be really involved in that process and building the type of world that we want to build.
Sounds absolutely fascinating. That's Adam Pantanowitz. Good luck for your talk, and I'm sure it'll be absolutely brilliant. Adam is an electrical and a biomedical engineer. He's a lecturer with the Singularity Summit.